News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. So happy to be ready to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Excellent
Why am I counting? Because we are going to be talking with my friend Adana Elder with Mathnasium this morning. Welcome to the studio.
Good morning, Meg. How are you today?
I'm pretty good, all things considered. I love the counting song. That's the Pointer Sisters, just off some cobwebs memories of watching Sesame Street. I love it.
Aren't they absolutely amazing?
Yes, 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 yes. So Mathnasium, you're the owner of Mathnasium. So for someone that may be thinking, now what is this? What is this? Tell us all about it.
Absolutely. So we're the owner of, my husband and I are the owners of three Mathnasiums across the panhandle. We have centers in Pensacola, Niceville, and Destin. Mathnasium is a math learning center for 2nd through 12th graders. Typically, we occasionally work with 1st graders who are great readers. I know that sounds crazy that they have to be able to read to do math. But with us, we do leave them to work a little bit independently some. And if we have to be there for every single sentence, like circle the halves, that becomes a little bit cumbersome and reduces the amount of time they get to spend on the math.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is kind of exciting because being in the school year and having so much that are going on with the kids, how do you know when it's time for your child to start Mathnasium?
The best day to start your child at Mathnasium is today.
Okay.
Whatever day it is, whether it's the beginning of the school year, the end of the first semester, coming up on summer, there is no bad time to start.
Okay.
Because kids continue to need to learn new things. They almost always need a little bit of support, even if they're not asking mom and dad for it yet.
What are the signs? What are the signs that your child might be struggling in math class?
Oh, gosh. Probably one of the best signs might be they're choosing not to turn in the homework.
Oh, yeah, that might be a sign.
Of course, grades are a biggie if they're coming home with poor PET test scores. Just because they come home and say, well, mom, everybody got a 75 on it, doesn't mean that they... It doesn't mean that they actually knew the material as well as everybody else. It means that nobody knew the material very well.
Yeah, that's probably not a good sign either way, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Most of the time, those frustrations come from missing foundational pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the teacher's not doing as good a job with your student, maybe specifically, or with the class as a whole. But in nine times
speaking
out
of counting.
Ten, yes, right. Fractions. 9 times out of 10, those struggles are really because of something that maybe the class as a whole hadn't understood two weeks ago or at the end of last school year.
Well, I know for many children, and certainly this was true for me, we moved around a lot. And so what would happen is I would go to one school and I'd be ahead of everybody. Then we might move a couple years later and I'd be at that school and I'd be behind. And so once you get behind, it's really hard to catch up.
That's right. It is really hard to catch up. And the military community that we live in has more struggles with that than a lot of others.
I would think so, yeah.
But we also, we have a community where a lot of people are moving in, whether they're coming from Texas or coming from New York or, you know, wherever it is, the Midwest, they're coming down here from somewhere else. And if the end of third grade in our schools here, we teach a skill that the school that your student has come from, they didn't teach that until the beginning of fourth.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher this year in fourth grade for your child says, you don't know that already? And the problem is not that your student, you know, missed something because they weren't paying attention or didn't have a good teacher. They just didn't have the opportunity to learn it.
Right, right.
So let us find those pieces. And you're right about those missing building blocks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and once that happens, you can get behind. And it doesn't mean that you're not smart.
That's right.
Or that you don't know what to do. You just had a different curriculum.
Yeah.
And that can be really disheartening for a child because then they feel intimidated, they get a little behind, and that's not good.
Their confidence drops so fast. And once you're not confident in your math class, it is actually, statistically, you're likely to start having struggles in your other classes as well.
Okay. So when we talk about the classes, how your tutors teach, when you bring a child in, what happens? So I think, okay, my child might be having a problem. I can tell they're struggling a little bit. I bring them into Mathnasium. Can you tell me what the process is? What happens? I'm assuming there's an assessment?
We do. We start with an assessment, and what we're looking for the answer to is, what does your student not know yet?
Is there a fee for the assessment?
Nope. We do it as an entirely free service, and something that I've been kind of touting about people that I talk with recently is even if you don't think that we would be the right fit for you, come in and do the free assessment. We're happy to do those. We don't mind if you're going to become part of our family or not. If I can share that information with almost every family in Escambia County, I will be happy to have done that because I think that that's something that we can offer at no cost to you. Let's really see where they're at.
So where are you located and how do we get in touch with you?
So our location in Pensacola is at Airport and 9th Avenue in the Fresh Market Shopping Center, right in the corner. Everybody knows where Smoothie King is. I don't know why they see Smoothie King instead of us.
Oh, God, I don't know.
But we're right there in the corner. We can be reached over the phone from about 10:30 most mornings until 7:30 or 8 o'clock when we're out the door.
And what's that number?
850-490-3606.
Okay. And do you have a website, too?
We do. It's been a rough day today.
Sorry. I know. It's okay.
mathnasium.com/Pensacola.
That's okay. If it makes you feel any better. Recently, I said, welcome to the Pepsi-Cola. And then I got all tongue-tied. So it is the Pensacola expert panel.
Yes.
So, speaking of which, if you have a question for Adana, which we would love to hear from you this morning, please text it in at 850-437-1620. I had to think about the numbers for a minute. See, now you got me numbers conscious this morning.
That was not my goal. My goal was to give you lots of confidence in your math.
Yes, today. Okay. 850-437-1620. There you go.
Very nice. So when we look for the answer to the question, what don't you know yet, by the way, sometimes what we find is that your student has everything that they need for the current school year.
Mm-hmm.
We would love the opportunity to be pushing them ahead.
Let
us take your fifth grader who's doing really well. Let's get them ready for pre-algebra skills in sixth grade so that they can be a seventh grader who ends up in algebra and is really ready for that class.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way the schools often do it kind of across the state is they end up in many cases, not all, they end up often missing some of those pre-algebra skills. And so they start algebra as seventh graders or potentially as eighth graders, and they don't always get all of the pieces that we would really like to see them have mastered before they start that class. So if we have the opportunity to work with them, even if it's just over the summer, that can be a really great opportunity to fill in those pieces and have them start that algebra class out with a better understanding.
Oh, and that sounds great. Now, I have a question came in on our text line at 850-437-1620. Do you serve students from Gulf Breeze?
We do.
So what is your service area, I guess, would be a good question.
Well, I mean, we have a family right now who had originally enrolled in our Niceville location, and when they moved to Mississippi, they stayed enrolled with us. And so they are doing entirely online classes. That's sort of exceptional. There aren't any centers near them, and they loved the experience that they were having, so they have become part of our Mathnasium at Home program.
And the centers that you run are Pensacola, Crestview, and Niceville.
Niceville and Destin.
Oh, Destin, okay.
Yeah. Although, like, from our Niceville center, we could easily accommodate students from Crestview.
Gotcha, okay.
Most of the time, because the way our program works, students are coming into the center two or sometimes three times a week.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that you live close enough to us that you don't mind that 20 or 25-minute commute.
Right.
But we'll work with anybody anywhere. The other option is always Mathnasium at Home.
Okay, and speaking of home, what about parents that are homeschooling their kids?
Homeschoolers are definitely becoming a huge part of what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Even parents who feel really confident about homeschooling and they feel comfortable with the skills for everything else, by the time their kids are getting into about fifth or sixth grade, it becomes more increasingly difficult to, one, understand their math and remember it from just a few years ago. I mean, it feels like yesterday, I'm sure. Right.
Right.
But sometimes it's being taught a little bit differently. Sometimes it's just that parent-teacher dynamic that's difficult to overcome. I know with my own kids, when I sat down with them at the dining room table and said, let me help you with your homework, they would say, heck no. My teacher didn't show it to me that way, or I don't like the way that you're saying that to me. So we love those opportunities to take some of that frustration away from homework time or from at home. Yeah, I mean, homeschooling time, so that we can really provide them with the best program possible and the best resources.
So I'm guessing that each child, the program is tailor-made to them. But on average, about how often would you have someone coming in? Is there learning the program? What is your program, I guess, 2 or 3 times a week, every day? How does all that work?
No, you're spot on. 2 to 3 times a week is ideal. We want to see them often enough that they remember their lessons from session to session, not so often that they're getting burnt out.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes perfect sense.
Kids today are so involved in so many extracurriculars, and we know that we have to kind of compete a little bit with that. But finding your priorities, not to say that sports isn't super important. I love the team building that it creates and all those things, but don't forget that the math skills are going to be something that they will continue to need this year, next year, and every year after that.
Okay, and so what you do teach is, and tutors, exclusively math?
Exclusively math.
So tell me again what that, some of the categories that includes.
So it starts with, you know, teaching kids how to not count on their fingers for the younger ones.
Oops. I'm just kidding.
Terrible habits to break. I know it's the hardest part sometimes.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
And we work with students up through pre-Cal as a pretty consistent schedule.
Oh, okay. That's great. Because that's when it gets tough when you get into trigonometry. And
it can get super tough.
Calculus.
Yes.
I remember all too well. So in terms of pricing, would you consider it to be affordable? And do you have a pricing structure? How does that work? And do you offer scholarships?
So we don't offer any scholarships specifically ourselves, but there are several scholarships out there that are available. If you are a military family and have had been in the unfortunate set of circumstances that allows you the opportunity to use the Folds of Honor scholarship, that's one that we can accept, and we have had several families come through and do that. We readily accept the step-up scholarships, which is something that state provided. And you need only go on, apply. I think that the application process for the current school year is probably closed or getting close to it. But that you can go on, I think, almost any time and apply. Funding happens at specific times of the year. But we can accept both of those scholarships.
Okay, so that's just something you need to do some background on, go online and find out what's available.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. And those are ideal for things like homeschoolers and private schoolers. Pricing wise. So we do work a bit like a gym membership, and our rates change a little bit. Are we affordable? That's all, you know, what is affordable to everybody is a different answer, right? So that's a tough one. But we run approximately $35 an hour. And again, there are some things that sort of change that one direction or the other.
But it is one-on-one tutoring.
So we are one-on-one in a group environment.
I gotcha.
What that really means is that within the center, we are working generally at approximately a 3-to-1 ratio, but all instruction will always be face-to-face with your student. There are no two students working on the same material at the same time. So when your child comes in, they start working with us, we sit down with them and spend a couple of minutes on the first few problems. When I feel comfortable that they're ready to try the next problems on their own, I step away and I give them that opportunity. That helps boost confidence. The most important part of that confidence is that their teacher is not going to allow me to sit next to them for their test on Friday.
True. So as much as they would want you there.
That's right. So they need to know that they can do it without me. Since I won't be able to be there, they've got to have it. Now, the other side of that is that because of the way our team teaching approach works, they get to problem number 6 and they feel a little bit frustrated by what they and I thought was going really well. One of the other instructors sits down with them and explains it in a slightly different way. Maybe they put an emphasis on a word, or they draw a picture that goes with it, or pull out a manipulative. And all of a sudden your child says, oh my gosh, how come the first lady didn't say it that way?
Oh, right.
And there wasn't anything wrong with the way I said it, but it wasn't what resonated with your student. So
So
that one-on-one, but in a group environment, allows us to build both their skills and the confidence to know they can do it independently.
That's great. So what about children? Do you work with children with special needs?
We do, and everybody's needs are a little bit different. So some students do very well in our environment. Our instructors are very patient. We aren't hurrying them along. Nothing is timed other than potentially games and things where we're just sort of trying to encourage them to get a little bit faster and have the confidence to answer those questions.
Right.
But it's not, you know, they're not going to get a grade for it. So if they're a little bit slower than normal, or, you know, what might be considered normal, that's okay. That's not really a big deal to us. But our instructors are patient. The curriculum moves at their pace, not at the expectation of where we need to have all the entire class by next week.
Right.
Some students do really well with us. Some students may really do much better, may need that one-on-one small room where mm-hmm. there aren't other distractions from the other kids.
No, that makes sense. So we've talked a bit about the kids that are struggling. What about those that are doing really well, maybe better than their classmates, and they need more instruction than possibly the current class is able to give them? Do you work with those kids too?
Absolutely. That's why the assessment's designed to answer the question, what don't you know yet?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we get super excited about your second grader who has figured out that 2 squared is 4 and 3 squared is 9 and 1st grade is 16 and oh my gosh, they understand exponents.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't actually always mean that they understand them. They don't understand why they work. Sometimes mm-hmm. they do, but it also doesn't mean that they know how to borrow from numbers.
So it could be in one area they're excelling and in another area they're not because they're not interested.
That's right.
Because that happens too.
And the parents aren't excited because if it's... As a parent, I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, look at all the great things my child knows. We don't go out and say, oh my gosh, my second grader figured out how to borrow from a zero.
right.
So it's about kind of sometimes it's about what we encourage as parents
mm-hmm.
And what we find super exciting.
Okay, I've got a text that just came in, and let's see what it has to say. This is really nice. It says, my daughter goes to Mathnasium. She was out of school for 2 years due to health conditions. Returning to school was hard. Math has always given her so much anxiety. She finally has a little confidence in herself and is slowly catching up to her grade level. I truly appreciate all of her tutors for helping her catch up and giving her confidence in herself. Oh, that's lovely.
That's so amazing.
Thank you for sending that in. That's really, isn't that great? That must be why, is that why you do that?
That is exactly why we do this, right? And we have so many stories like that mm-hmm. that, you know, parents who have been super frustrated either trying to do homework with their kids or frustrated because the grades are not where they had been 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it is always such a joy. That's right. Sometimes there are health issues somewhere either for themselves or for someone in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they really do get a bad teacher.
It can happen.
And I think we have a fantastic group of teachers here, and I am not suggesting anything other than, but everybody's a little bit unique.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there are missteps. And sometimes there are people, I mean, we see this in real life all the time, people who end up in positions that they really aren't probably the best candidate for.
Right.
And we can do everything we want to within the schools to try mm-hmm. to mitigate that, but it doesn't change the fact that sometimes that's just going to happen by accident. So, where we can fill in some of those pieces and help them get over that hurdle, we want to be part of that.
Well, I love that text that we just got. If you have a question or comment, please text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. Our expert this morning on math is Adana Elder, who is the owner of Mathnasium. I love this. I love this question. I knew this was going to probably happen, but here's one from our listener. It says, can adults take the assessment to see if we, capital W-E, don't know about math? Because a couple of things you just rattled off a few minutes ago, I went, I don't know what she's talking about.
Happens to the best of us. Mm-hmm. We haven't been around the math in a long time.
Yes.
It's one of those skills that if you don't use it, you lose it.
This is true.
Much like music and foreign languages, which also kind of comes back to they all have those same building blocks.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be asked to perform the national anthem with your trumpet if you can't quite make hot cross buns work.
Right.
So, but you have to have those building blocks. Yeah. And math is the same way.
So can an adult come in and be tested?
So the short answer is, I mean, I would do anything for people in our community. And if you wanted to come in and take one of our assessments to learn, we would be happy to share that information with you.
Okay. You never know. Someone might be going back to school.
Absolutely,
right?
The case.
I mean, there certainly could be the possibility.
Right.
You want to make sure you're just up to speed, considering how much math has changed over the years.
I mean, the math itself hasn't changed. The way we instruct it has changed.
Ah, yes. Okay. Better put than what I said.
But to follow that up, too, we don't generally enroll students,
mm-hmm.
but we would be happy to share some information to help you sort of see where you're at.
Okay.
We can figure out a way to make that happen.
So for those that have just joined us, talking with Adana Elder with Mathnasium, and describe again the process. These are for children from 2nd to 12th grade.
Yes.
And they can come in and have a free assessment.
Free assessment.
And then discover kind of where they are at in terms of their grade level, their skills, their aptitude, and then you're able to help them them advance, gain confidence.
Right. Homework time, by the way, is a part of every session. So don't think that this is all about the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of tutors out there that do private sessions. Private sessions where you're working specifically on tonight's homework or studying for a specific test that's coming up has some pros. But the bottom line is it's generally teaching for memorization of that and short-term retention.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to take the test on Friday, and you are likely to promptly forget it. By making sure that the foundation is good and solid, we really set the platform for understanding everything that comes after that and retaining it well.
Right.
It's kind of funny. I hadn't done math for several years before I got back into Mathnasium. I did really well on our hiring test because mm-hmm. I learned math at a time where calculators were handed to us in sixth grade.
Yes. Okay.
And now they are, and the kids really get to move from one grade to the next without retaining some of those real basic pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've seen math majors do terrible on our test, not because they aren't great at math, but because they don't remember the middle school math skills.
No, that makes perfect sense. Do you send the kids home with homework?
We do not. We want them to bring their material into us so mm-hmm. we can support that.
Mm-hmm.
But if I send you home with work, there are two things that happen. Either you get it all wrong and you come back in and you're super mad, or you take it home and you feel like it's a lot of repetition. Our kids are really busy. They do not have time for extra work at home. Let us handle some of that while they're here in the center with us.
Well, here's a question that kind of gets into the nuts and bolts of things is how do you teach the math? Do you have a particular curriculum you use or how does it work?
We do, and it's referred to as the Mathnasium method.
Aha! Clever.
Right. It was created, we're a franchise. It was created by the guy who started Mathnasium out in California. His name is Larry Martinick. Amazing guy with a terrific history, and he saw what was happening in the school districts there mm-hmm. and wanted to support the kids.
So they're all over the country.
There are 1,200 of them in the U.S.
Wow.
And we have them in I think like 15 countries now outside of the U.S. That number is not exactly right. I can't remember off the top of my head. But UAE, Saudi Arabia, Vietnam, mm-hmm. Singapore, I mean, they're
wow.
Australia, UK. So there are centers across around the world now.
Really interesting. Okay. So tell us your hours, when you're open, when can people walk in or do they make an appointment?
Right.
What's the best way to get started?
In Pensacola, we are open for instruction from 2:30 to 7:30, Monday through Thursdays. Fridays from 2:30 to 5:30. Sundays, we're in the center from 1 to 4. You can call us at the center, which is 850-490-3606, or you can email us at pensacola@mathnasium.com anytime, and visit our website, and that's mathnasium.com/Pensacola. There's a little button in the top right corner of the page that will ask you to set a free assessment. We would love to see you in. You are always welcome to call the center. Our center director is Cherie, and she will be more than happy to share some information with you about what that assessment looks like and learn a little bit so that we can be prepared for your child's first time in the center.
Okay. And you mentioned earlier that you did have a student working with you online. Are other students able to work with you online?
We do. Mathnasium at Home is a fantastic program. I know that a lot of people have shied away from online instruction since COVID back in
mm-hmm. right.
Feels like it was just yesterday and other times it was like so far away. But it is very different from the experience that you had during that time when kids were forced online.
Mm-hmm.
The instruction is face-to-face with our instructors. They were trained by us. Most of them have come from our Pensacola Center. Several of them started with us as high schoolers. And when they graduated from high school and left for college, they now do their sessions from their dorm rooms, which is great if you're on a big campus like UF.
Mm.
You don't have to move your car and you get to keep getting paid.
Right.
So that's great. And we're so excited to have them continue to be part of our family and to continue to work with our students.
That sounds great. Okay, we're down to our last minute or so. Is there anything we haven't mentioned, Dana, that you'd like to mention about what you do?
I can't think of anything that we missed. As soon as I get off the air, I will undoubtedly think of that thing that I should have said.
It's a great opportunity for the kids.
It is. I think that the way we do things is unique enough that it is worth checking us out at minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said earlier, especially with special needs kids, we will not always be exactly the right fit for every student. But I do think that we're the right fit for almost every student.
Okay. Once again, how can we reach you and get in touch with you?
Our phone number is 850-490-3606. Our email address is pensacola@mathnasium.com, and you can find us on the website at mathnasium.com/Pensacola.
Okay, we've been talking with Dana Elder, owner of Mathnasium. Check it out. and take advantage of what could be a great opportunity for your children.
Thank you so much, Meg. Always a pleasure.
It is a pleasure. Thank you. This is